sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
I believe I'll testify God's been good to me. Through every test and trial, I've got the victory. The enemy has tried his best to make me turn around, bring me down. But my God has never failed me yet, so I'm gonna stand my ground. No matter what comes my way, I lift my voice and say, Alleluia, anyhow. Wait a minute, one more time, think I'll say it again. God's been so good to me, and God's my closest friend. I've come too far to turn around now. I'm gonna stand, I'm gonna wait, watch God work it out somehow. No matter what comes my way, I lift my voice and say Alleluia anyhow. Friends in Christ, welcome to an Alleluia anyhow Lent. No matter what comes my way, I'll lift my voice and say Alleluia anyhow. Now, I wonder how many of you are loving this gospel music style and how many of you are not, especially during Lent. I've known that we're going to do this Alleluia gospel acclamation since our worship planning meeting back in January. As we talked about all the hardships of this year, what does Bethlehem need? We reflected on prayerfully, what does Bethlehem need this pandemic season, this season of nation divided, this season of troubled hearts? And we decided together, what if we sing Alleluia anyway this time around? I mean, there's meaning in refraining from the A word or the H word, depending on how you spell it. But not this time, we thought. Let's mark Lent in different ways. We can still mark Lent. And believe me, my little liturgical heart has been pitter-pattering ever since we made that decision. Singing Alleluia during Lent, much less singing it joyfully and upbeat like this. We always, just a little background, is we always bury the Alleluias during Lent. At least that's what I've always done before. It's a form of fasting. Fasting from the Alleluias during this season. But this year's different. In so many ways, we've got to sing out, my God has never failed me yet, so I'm going to stand my ground. Look at this gospel text for today. We jump back to chapter 1 again, and it starts with the heavens ripping open, the dove descending, Jesus getting baptized in the original voice, same one we heard last week on the Mountain of Transfiguration, but this is the original, that original voice saying, you are my son, the beloved, with you I am well pleased. And then immediately, right after that, no baptismal reception, no cake in the Jordan River Lutheran Church narthex, no handshakes and hugs, no, immediately after Jesus comes up out of the water, the Spirit drives him out into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan for 40 days. Welcome to Lent, right? Now we're into day 5 of our 2021 40-day Lenten journey. I don't know about you, I'd rather ease into Lent. Are you giving up anything this season? Maybe taking something on? I'd rather kind of try it. Grace, you know? But look at Jesus. He's all in. He's all in, tempted in the wilds, 40 days, no games, Satan. Friends in Christ, we've got a lot to contend with also. Our baptismal liturgy isn't messing around. Do you renounce the devil? That's our baptismal liturgy. That's what we say at the font. These are the questions. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? We renounce them, we say. Well, how about the powers of this world that rebel against God? We say it again. We renounce them. And do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God, we renounce them. We've got a lot to contend with. And Mark's gospel style is honest about that. So is our atypical Lenten gospel acclamation. Through every test and trial, I've got the victory. The enemy has tried his best to make me turn round, bring me down. But my God has never failed me yet. So I'm going to stand my ground. Our Lent this year begins also with the story of Noah and the flood. Maybe you haven't heard or thought about that story since Sunday school days. It's a troubling story as an adult, isn't it? God wanted a redo on creation. Everything had gone awry, so God floods the planet, save for a very few. But God also said, never again would that happen. We see a God who cares about what happens. God was heartbroken, Genesis says. God's heart was grieved to its core. That's what the Bible says. God didn't want to do this. God was heartbroken. And when it was all over, God puts a rainbow in the sky. It's as if God hangs up that weapon of war, fills it with color, and hangs it up in the sky, a reminder of peace and beauty in the end, instead of violence at the last. We live on this side of the flood, the rainbow side. Whenever we talk about Noah and the flood during Lent, you have to think baptism. The waters that destroy are also the waters that save. Jump back to Mark and Jesus getting baptized. There's that dove of peace again. The sky ripping open, but instead of a deluge of destruction, God keeps the covenant. God cares about what happens down here. And on this side of the flood, on the rainbow side, it's the dove of peace that descends among us. But that doesn't make the struggle go away. In fact, the struggle just begins. Mark keeps it real. Jesus is driven immediately into the wilds to be tempted right away. And then we hear about John's arrest on top of that. And that's right about the time. That's right about the time, right at the moment of temptation and testing, trials and tribunals, right at the moment of arrests and riots, right at the moment of racism and injustice, right at the moment of horror and disease and despair, right at the moment of bloodshed and even death. That's right when Jesus shows up among the people and starts proclaiming and preaching the good news that God has come near. That's a soft translation, actually. The Greek actually says, God is here now. Repent, for the kingdom of God is here. Change your ways, people. Jesus preaches, because God's here. Temptation and turmoil are still coming our way on this side of the flood, but God is with us anyhow. Hallelujah. Through it all, through every test and trial, you've got the victory. This is Lent. And this Lent is marking. Being baptized, being blessed, being beloved. We don't then escape the challenges, the struggles, the pains of this life. No, we're driven right into them immediately. And still we're going to sing, Alleluia, anyhow. God's never failed us yet, so we're going to stand our ground. Lent this year starts with making a stand. Probably a good thing we started singing A Mighty Fortress as our opening hymn today. Making our stand in the cold waters as we remember the covenant God made with Noah after the flood and the covenant that God made with us after the baptismal water, splish, splash, came crashing down on you and me. It all starts there, and then immediately the troubles come our way. Okay. Don't be surprised. Don't be discouraged. Don't be afraid. These things are bound to happen. Speaking of liking or disliking this gospel musical style, this gospel acclamation is one version of that. I saw an interview once that Bono of the band U2 gave, and he was talking, among other things in that interview, about gospel music. And, you know, Bono doesn't care for gospel music, at least that's what he said there. He said everything is up with gospel music. Everything is bright and shiny and glorious. He's like, I understand that on one hand, but it doesn't always seem the most honest. He said, for me, I prefer blues. Blues music is more honest. I always like that. Maybe we listen to blues music this Lent also. It's honest. It's not all bright and shiny, perfect and glorious, no. The cross is honest, our central symbol. Even here at Bethlehem, the place of the manger, the cross comes first. When you enter our campus, actually, there's a stark cross out on the street. And you pass that cross when you come in, and it's the last thing you go past as you leave. It's stark. Troubles are bound to come our way. And yet, in the shadow of the cross, friends, we sing together anyhow. Friends in Christ, peace be with you on this side of the flood, the rainbow side. Peace be with the stands that you make this season. As you stand for justice, as you stand for those who are hungry and homeless and cold this week through hypothermia shelter, so much struggle and pain for so many. Peace be with you as you stand your holy ground in the waters of baptism, in the gospel of God. The peace that Jesus gives us isn't a cheap peace on the surface. It's down in our bones. Nothing can shake it. Not temptations, not heartaches, not shipwrecks, not terror, not even death itself. For we know that God has the final say, that Christ conquers Satan, that life on this side, on the rainbow side of the flood, is renewed again today. A gift of grace made new each day in the waters of baptism. Splash yourself every day of Lent. Splash yourself 40 times this Lent. Catch up 5 times today. And give thanks for your baptism. Remember your baptism. Remember your stand. And remember that stand that God makes for us. And that goodness is ours to share. That goodness comes from God and will stay with us through it all. Hallelujah. Amen.
At Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.